Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Joe from Burien is. Joe, are you there?
I'm not from Burien, but I'm in Burien.
Oh, you're in Burien. All right. Well, enjoy it while you're there.
Oh, Jesus. I'm underneath the flight line, so I might not hear most of your questions.
Oh, well, I'll do my best.
Oh, I like this.
All right, Steve, get out of here. If you are playing along at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
A Bernedoodle is a Bernese mountain dog bred with what?
Poodle.
Yes. Which band released the album Nevermind?
I don't care.
Dry ice is the solid form of what chemical compound?
Carbon dioxide.
Yes. Blue barracudas, purple parrots, and orange iguanas were teams on what game show?
Pass.
What is the westernmost state in the contiguous United States?
Hawaii.
No.
Westernmost state. California.
No.
Alaska.
No. What decade was the chocolate chip cookie invented?
20s, 30s, 40s.
30s, yes. A Venn diagram uses what geometric shape?
Circles.
Correct. Which president said, ask what you can do for your country?
Kennedy.
Yes. How many players are on a standard Quidditch team?
Oh, Jesus. 9?
No.
8?
No.
10?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct there, Joe.
Balls.
Steve, welcome back.
It's so good to be back.
Are you feeling ready?
Yeah!
A Bernedoodle is a Bernese mountain dog bred with what?
A poodle.
Yes. Which band released the album Nevermind in 1991?
That would be Alice in Chains. The Nirvana.
Correct. Dry ice is the solid form of what chemical compound?
Dry ice is the hydrogen?
No.
Oxygen?
No.
Nitrogen?
No. Blue barracudas, purple parrots, and orange iguanas were teams on what game show?
Powerpuff Girls?
No.
I don't know. Rugrats?
No.
I'm just trying to think of shows that you guys watched that I never saw. Voltron.
No. What is the westernmost state in the contiguous United States?
Washington.
Yes. What decade was the chocolate chip cookie invented?
The 50s.
No.
The 20s.
No.
The 10s?
No. A Venn diagram uses what geometric shapes?
Circles.
Yes. Which president said, ask what you can do for your country?
Is that Roosevelt?
No.
Eisenhower?
No.
Kennedy?
Yes. How many players are on a standard Quidditch team?
I don't know, 7?
Yes. Moscow is the capital of what country?
Russia.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. And that is a win, 7-5.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe. We already lost him. He hung up on us.
Aw, oh, bummer.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Joe did know that dry ice is the solid form of carbon dioxide. Neither of you knew that blue barracudas, purple parrots, and orange iguanas were teams on, do you remember, Danny?
The Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
What the hell is the Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
One of the greatest game shows of all time on Nickelodeon.
Is that like a Harry Potter thing?
No. There was a hidden temple. They were legends.
Did Mark Summers host it?
No. It was amazing, though.
Let's see. The decade that the chocolate chip cookie was invented was the 1930s. Yeah. And can I tell you a fun factoid about that? The woman who created the recipe for the chocolate chip cookie sold the recipe for $1 to Nestle and a lifetime supply of chocolate.
That's all she got?
Would you take that deal? Because I would not.
No.
$1 and a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Could you imagine being like her... Like her family, like over the years, like the great great grandkids, knowing that their family created chocolate,
literally,
and are not reaping the benefits of that whatsoever, other than maybe getting some chocolate out of the deal.
Very disappointing.
I would be furious.
Congratulations, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
We
Thanks
love
for the dollar, Grandma.
Right? We love getting voice messages through our Odyssey app, and it's very easy to do it every morning when we get these messages. Some are very interesting.
And some are very angry. And they're angry at Taryn Daly, Danny.
Not again.
Yes.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bit, and now you need to vent.
What
or you
happening?
Did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Just get in there and leave us a voice message. You can do it in the Odyssey app. There is a little microphone icon, and that is how you leave us a VM. Steve Miggs, what is the situation in there today?
We have a lot of voice messages. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but a lot of them have issues with you, Taryn
Wow.
Daly. Yes, are you ready for the first one?
I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, dumb motherfuckers. Sorry, but that was not a perfect 10 on the second VMix today. Not to be one of those feet make police motherfuckers, but I gotta say.
But you are. So just as a heads up, this is all stemming from Beat Migs on Friday.
Oh, I recall.
That wasn't right. The question was, how many ghosts visited Ebony Scrooge on Christmas? And the answer is 4. You have the 3 ghosts of Christmas, and then you also have Jacob Marley, his old partner, showing up to let him know the other 3 ghosts were going to show up. So that's 4 ghosts. No perfect 10. Sorry they f***ed up your birthday, Danny. But, hey, happy birthday, big guy. Love the show, guys.
How did that mess your birthday up?
Yeah, man. I was thinking about it all day. I was just angry at Taryn driving to Portland. I was just like, man, Taryn, she ruined my birthday.
Lost a lot of sleep that night.
Danny told us, he's like, I'm not going to have a good birthday unless Steve Miggs gets a perfect 10 to beat Miggs. And you messed it up, Taryn Daly.
Oh, no.
You ready for the next voice message?
Oh, I guess so.
Could you pass this message on to Taryn Daly? I'm not trying to be that guy, but Scrooge.
But you're going to be that guy.
Here we go.
Was visited by 4 ghosts. Of course, there's the ghost of past, present, and future. But how could you forget Jacob Marley, his ghost?
Yeah, Taryn.
How could you?
You seem rather defensive about this. I mean, they're just trying to help. That's all these people are
they
trying
just want,
to
they
do.
They demand quality, Steve.
I mean, what more do you want out of them?
These people deserve better.
It was technically 4 ghosts who visit Ebenezer. He forgot about Marley, the one who told him about the 3 spirits.
Yeah.
Duh.
Should we check out another voice message?
Should we?
I mean, I'm sure this one has nothing to do with that.
I'm sure.
Could you pass this message on to...
Oh, wait, I think we heard that one already. Here we go.
I wanted to leave a message because Steve Miggs did not get a perfect 10. Please let Miss Daly know that she was wrong.
Yeah, Miss
Daly.
There
are 4 ghosts that visited Scrooge. Google it.
Yeah. Google it, Taryn.
Google it. Well, I did. I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that technically there were 6
okay,
ghosts.
Here we go.
There were technically 6 okay. ghosts because the ghost of Christmas Present came with 2 additional ghosts, which was the little boy and the little girl named Ignorance and Want.
Let's check our next voice.
Yeah, technically there's 4 ghosts that visited Scrooge because, well... There's the ghost of Jacob Marley. Can somebody let Taryn Daly know that?
Taryn, you know?
Somebody let her know.
Let her know. All right, one more voice message.
Oh, my God.
I was listening to Beat Migs, and you got it wrong when it came to the ghost question with the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. Technically, there are 4 ghosts, not 3, so Migs got that one wrong.
Ugh.
He was visited by four ghosts. Have a great day.
Great day.
See, now my perfect 10 is tainted.
I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
Yeah. All right. One more voice message.
Happy belated birthday to Danny V.
Hey, thanks.
I hope he had fun in Portland. Bye.
I see nothing about the ghosts.
How nice.
How was Portland, Danny?
Oh, it was great, Steve.
Did you see any ghosts?
I mean, I don't know about ghosts. We saw a ghost of some decent strip, used to be decent strip clubs that are not decent anymore.
Were there any perfect tens?
Yes, there were, actually.
So wait, what strip club did you go to that's no longer great? We can't say?
No, we can.
Are they advertising?
They're not advertising. I just feel bad because we were such big fans of the Acropolis. And
it's gone downhill.
Man, I don't know what happened. Dude. It was just... It was always like a perfect level of, like, not the greatest. Like, you loved going there for that reason.
The steak bites and there's still attractive girls, but it was never like, you know, like a glamorous strip club.
Right. But I don't know that you want to eat the strip club or the strip club. Yeah, I don't know if you want to eat the steak bites there because you might walk away with some kind of food poisoning or E. coli. Oh. It was so dirty. All the urinals were broken. When I say there was just everything in the bathroom, there was just everything going on in the bathroom.
So do you know, like, I mean, I don't know if they have, like, a sign that says, like, did something happen? Like, did the owner, like, something bad? Like, where, like, you know, new management?
No, not that I'm aware of.
We have to check Reddit.
We walked in. There wasn't even anyone to greet us. Like, they usually have, like, the greeter.
Wait, did you not pay?
No, they didn't make us pay.
That's cool.
I mean, yes, sure. They also didn't give us singles. They also didn't check our IDs. We walk in, and there was just no one there.
Just a lawless society.
But there are even strippers there.
I mean, there was like two, but they were all just talking to everyone else, and we were just like, all right, we're going to have one drink, and then we're going to head out.
What about the DJ? Was the DJ there?
There was no DJ. Strippers picked their own music.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they stripped in silence. I was like, what is happening here?
It was quite the experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, glowing review, Danny. Thank you.
I mean, we can still go back.
I was going to say, we should probably go to just investigate if Danny's saying what he's saying is the truth.
That's a good call.
We'll just have to bring some Clorox wipes.
And our own steak pipes.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks had a big victory yesterday, 37-9. So is there hope that the Hawks can finish out the season as the top seed in the NFC? We're going to recap the game with our friend, the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, and you can check that out wherever you listen to your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy joins us this morning, day after a Hawks victory over the Falcons, 37-9 yesterday.
And how much of it did you watch, Taryn?
I watched the whole thing over with my parents. I was also playing hide and seek with my child throughout the game. So there were some moments that I missed, but I did see Rashid Shaheed go for 100 yards. That was pretty remarkable.
Wow, Migsy, did you prepare her?
I told her you better watch this game. We're going to be talking to Mitch. You owe it to him. Show him the respect he deserves. Meanwhile, I feel
terrible that I didn't even see a play.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Dude, that first half, I was starting to nod off. I was like doing arts and crafts with my kid, and I'm like, oh, man, arts and crafts is way more exciting than the Seahawks game.
Yes, 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 yes. The first half was not very pretty. The first half was reminiscent of what we've seen the last few weeks. You know, yep. I missed you guys.
We missed you,
I
too.
I missed you guys. I understand that Taryn was at a big, big fancy wedding that preempted us, and I was in Las Vegas catching a cold, which also preempted us. So here we are together again. We'll be interrupted in a moment by the Beastie Boys, which is par for the course on the show. So we'll be very, very excited about that. But the Seahawks are 10-3.
Yep,
10-3, Migsy, and you know a game that they were going to play, a game that they're going to play this weekend, Sunday, that was supposed to be a killer. Killer game against the Indianapolis Colts, who like 3 weeks ago was like the Pied Piper of the AFC. Everybody was saying the Colts were the best team in the AFC, and they came out of nowhere. They have started to lose games. They lost a quarterback yesterday, which was awful, to an Achilles tendon tear. So all of a sudden, the game this weekend doesn't look as difficult, shouldn't be as difficult as it was going to be originally. So maybe... How many do you have on your sheet? Maybe their 11th win coming this weekend?
Yeah. Well, originally I had them losing this, so I think I might now be switching to a 14-win season, which I have to bring up, Mitch. It feels like a year ago since we've talked to you. But I remember recently on your social media pages, if I remember correctly, on your ex, you posted a picture saying that this team is not losing for the rest of the season. Do you still feel that way?
Oh, no, no. I don't know that I felt that way at the time. I remember the post.
Well,
I got up in a good mood. I don't know that I... Don't pin undefeated on me, but...
It's on social media, so it's a fact.
The
internet never forgets, Mitch.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. Those last three games after this week against the... First of all... Are you saying you had them losing to the Colts before the season started?
I think I did.
No, you wouldn't have had them. No, not at home.
I got to find my sheet now.
Find your sheet.
I found my sheet. No, I had them winning. Never mind. Yeah, we're good. We're good. The only other loss I have them for the rest of the year is against the 49ers.
Those last three games after the Colts game this weekend, which are... The Rams rematch on Thursday night in a week. And then at Carolina, which normally is not a tough game, but this year seems very difficult. The Panthers are playing great. Beat the Rams there a week or so ago. And then the always difficult 49ers on the road in Santa Clara, wherever it is they play. Those are going to be three very, very difficult games. So... They got to get this one at a time. Their offense looked better in the second half. Everybody looked better in the second half yesterday. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about the Seahawks. You should be feeling good about the Seahawks.
It was great even when they in the first half, as much as it sucked to watch the offense perform, it was so great just to see how the defense just was like, okay, yeah, we're back on the field. We're still going to shut them down. It was and with the rookie Nick Emanwori, man, what a performance yesterday.
He's a great player, great young player. One of the many offseason draft choices the last couple of years that have worked out for general manager John Schneider. He's a terrific young player out of South Carolina. He had a lot of teams interested in him. Some were even interested in the first round. They did not select him in the first round. He's just a terrific kind of a hybrid corner safety, plays ferociously the way Mike McDonald likes to play. I mean, he's a perfect fit for what Mike McDonald's liking to do on the defensive side of the football. And he was great yesterday. Everybody was great yesterday on the defensive side. Devin Witherspoon. I mean, they are a great NFL defense. They are one of the best, maybe two or three defenses in the whole NFL. The question's going to be, down the stretch, are they going to get enough from their offense to be able to go deep into the playoffs and maybe even get to the Super Bowl?
I think
they are. Yeah. Why? Honestly, I'm feeling good about it. I'm obviously.
You guys there? Hello?
We had to reflect on what you just said, Mitch.
We soaked it all in. It felt good. You know, I'm still kind of riding on the high of a very inspirational Mariners season, so I'm feeling like for the Seahawks, this is our year.
Yeah. You know what? You might need about 3 minutes during the Beastie Boys to reflect on what I just said.
I do have to. How crazy was it watching that game? And there were moments where I'm like, are they at Lumen Field? It was insane how many Seahawks fans were there. And granted, maybe a lot of Falcons fans just decided to leave, but it was nuts whenever a good play happened for the Hawks. You just heard the entire crowd cheering.
There were a few.
Yeah, there's more Seahawks fans on the road than they are at home. I don't think that many Seahawks fans come to Lumen Field because I always hear the opposing team's fans at Lumen Field. So, yeah, they travel. We know that they travel, especially when they're good like this. And I think there was one really, maybe not the biggest story from yesterday. Here's my tease going into the Beastie Boys. My tease. Coming out of the Beastie Boys, we will tell you what the most significant moment and the most significant player, who was the most significant player on the field for the Seahawks yesterday in terms of importance moving forward. That's after the Beastie Boys.
Can we guess?
Yes.
Who do you think it was?
I have no idea.
Did you watch the game?
I did. Sam Darnold.
She was searching for her kids.
I was hide and seeking. It was very, very busy over there.
I guess we'll find out after the Beastie Boys.
After the Beastie Boys. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, and you can check that out wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, what episode are we on this week?
This would be episode 361. And every time we do an episode, we compare the number of the episode to the area code that it matches in the United States. And, of course, Migsy, who never loses on Beat Migs,
yes,
will be able to tell us. Turn your microphone on, Migs.
I did. It's Monday, man. Cut me some slack.
Oh, my God. How many years are you doing this?
I went to two kids' birthday parties yesterday.
Don't tell me you were playing hide and seek at the same time as Taryn was playing hide and seek.
Yeah, we were at the same party, never saw each other. We were both really good at the game.
I got to tell you, the last time I played hide and seek, I hid under a dining room table and I didn't see it. And my mom was vacuuming and she hit me in the forehead with the vacuum.
That's so crazy, Mitch. That happened to me yesterday, but it was my dad.
I know it did. So,
361.
So, what we do is we take the number of the show. We compare it to the area code if there is an area code that matches. Like last week, we did 360. I think you know where 360 is.
And we
typically find famous people from that area code that grew up in that area code. And we also do it with music and so forth. And so area code 361, tell your audience, Migs, because you know everything about everything, all the minutia. Area code 361 is where in the United States?
Georgia.
It would be Corpus Christi, Texas.
Damn it.
Who's from Corpus Christi?
The most famous person from Corpus Christi, Texas, in the history of Corpus Christi, Texas, was the childhood crush of every kid my age. Now, I'm older than you guys. My age. She was born in 1947. She's passed away. So when I was growing up and I was like 13, she was 30. She was at the top. Literally every kid my age in the world.
Ooh.
Maybe the most popular pinup woman in the world in the 1970s and 80s was born and raised in Corpus Christi, Texas.
I got two, but I think I'm leaning towards Farrah Fawcett.
You're leaning towards Farrah Fawcett. Well, let's see if you hear this.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy.
Yeah, buddy.
And they were each assigned very hazardous duties.
You guys don't even know.
But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
You guys don't even know that open, do you?
I totally know that open.
I know the show, but honestly, when you started playing that music, I thought it was the Love Boat. I thought we were going. It gave off Love Boat vibes, the beginning of it.
You know why? The same guy produced both shows, Aaron Spelling.
Probably got the same guy to write the theme song, too. Yeah.
Yes. So we talk about the area code. We talk about the city. Corpus Christi, home of birthplace of Farrah Fawcett, everybody's sweetheart in the 1970s.
She had the best hair.
Now, is she the most important Seahawk?
Everything, Taryn. Everything, not just the best hair. Okay?
I have a guess on the most important Seahawk that you...
Okay, the most... I would say it's the most, it's not the biggest story from yesterday, but in terms of significance moving forward, I don't think there's any question what was the most important development from yesterday's game. Go ahead.
Jackson Smith and Jigba getting 92 yards, couple of touchdowns.
Now, why would that be significant moving forward?
Because I feel like when he goes, the team goes, as far as the offense.
This discredits everything from your win earlier today.
Come on,
we
man.
We know that Jackson Smith and Jigba is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. The most significant performance yesterday was the person that Taron Daly brought up at the very beginning of the show.
Rashid Shaheed with the speed, baby.
Now, it's not about his 100-yard kickoff return. That's just a bonus. That's gravy. That's fine. That's exciting. Four catches, 67 yards. Now, that's not going to get headlines anywhere. Four catches, 67 yards. But we have been waiting. Seahawks fans have been waiting for this guy since the trade. And I won't even say this guy because it's not all his fault. Sam Darnold to find him. The offense to do something where he can become involved. We have needed a second and third option when Jackson Smith and Jigba is taken away by the defense. And Rashid Shaheed was supposed to be that guy. And they've done very little in terms of connecting with him. And finally yesterday, they had a 33-yarder to him, four catches to him, five targets to him. That, if that's the new normal, if we can get Rashid Shaheed up like that on a game-by-game basis, the offense is going to be much better off down the stretch. So I would say Rashid Shaheed's four catches, the most important element of the game yesterday.
37-9 over the Falcons yesterday, up next at home against the Colts. Mitch Levy, a pleasure to recap the game with you every week. It's nice to see you and wonderful to be back with you.
It's great to be back.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, my number two pick would have been Bo Derek, but I went with Farrah Fawcett.
Oh,
Come on.
Come on.
Right? Okay. Those braids, forget about it.
Oh, boy.
See you, Mitch.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs at the game we call Beat Miggs? And maybe with the help of the cheat sheet that came out on Friday during the men's room at 540, three correct answers to the upcoming game were given out. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 750.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.